Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to ASV puncture-free tyres. The safer, smarter choice.
Further on Jaguar today, the British manufacturer is currently having a tough time like the rest of the British car industry as Boris Johnson ponders leaving the European Union on October 31 without a specific trade deal. Car manufacture in the UK fell for the 13th straight month in June without putting the first 6 months down 20% on the first half of last year. Jaguar Land Rover is struggling, in February announcing a $6.3 billion loss in the third quarter alone and now shedding 4,500 jobs. A long way from the record profit of $4.8 billion in 2015, off the back of an explosion in global demand for SUVs, booming sales in China and some strong new product like its F-Pace SUV and XE sedan. The one bright light for Jaguar at present are the impressive E-Pace and I-Pace SUVs that have been very well received. However, its XF and XE sedan models are struggling, with SUVs the high flyers in the market. Rescued by the Indian Tata Group from Ford in 2011, Jaguar Land Rover has enjoyed strong growth to now, but it's heading into a tough period. Like most manufacturers, it's investing heavily in electric power and recently announced a $1 billion investment in electric cars. One thing's for sure, the next 6 months are going to be very telling for the European car industry as a whole. I'm David Berthon.